everybody. It's Jen. Welcome to episode 0 of Intermittent Fasting Stories. Now, you might be wondering, what in the world is episode 0? Because don't things start with the number 1? Well, yes, they do. And actually, episode 1 will be premiering November 1st. In that episode, we'll talk to our very first intermittent faster who's going to share her story. And every week after that, on Thursday, you'll get a new intermittent fasting story. Today, I just want you to sit back and listen to a few snippets of these upcoming conversations, as I said, premiering November 1st. And what you're going to want to do is go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Intermittent Fasting Stories so that you get episode 1 on November 1st and then a new episode every Thursday after that. You'll also be able to find the episodes and show notes at www.intermittentfastingstories.com. So here we go. Here are just a few of the things you'll be hearing in upcoming episodes of Intermittent Fasting Stories.
This was exactly what I needed and maybe when I needed it. I mean, that's what I tell people. You have to be ready and all of the stars have to align. If you've faced a lot of failure with other ways of eating, you have to be ready to open yourself up to the heartache of trying again. I feel like this is the person I was always meant to be. Physically and mentally, I just feel calm and centered and capable.
From Halloween 2016, and then through the next year, and then up until now, I have lost 100 pounds. It's just a completely different way of thinking about food. I have called myself a food addict for quite a while now, and it has released me from what I feel like was just a prison that I couldn't escape.
Just commit to intermittent fasting. Make the commitment. It's don't wait for motivation. Motivation doesn't show up when you need it, and it never stays for long. Motivation is completely unreliable. You can't wait until you're motivated. You have to make the decision. Once you make the decision, all these doors and all these paths will unfold before you. That's the secret. So make the decision, make the commitment, and you will feel the weight come off of you.
I've lived in several places in the country, so I've actually had people I've gone to visit for business purposes and for pleasure, and people who've come to visit me who, after several months of this, and I've had pretty good success. I'm down about 35 pounds overall, so I've had several people ask me, you know, what are you doing? I don't go out of my way to walk up to people on the street and tell them about intermittent fasting, though sometimes I feel like I should. I have more energy now than I did definitely, you know, 9 months ago. And I attribute some of that to just not carrying the weight around, but just my daily movements. I mean, I jump around. I recently bought a Jeep and the thing was already all jacked up when I bought it. I mean, I'd jump in that thing. I probably wouldn't have bought that 9 months ago thinking I would have trouble getting in and out of it every day. I think the way you feel and the not carrying around all the weight just kind of makes you a freer person to do what you want to do.
Don't give up. Don't be afraid to experiment to make it work for you. I started clean fasting and I started feeling better and I started losing more weight. And that is where my intermittent fasting journey really took off.
I had already felt like I'm changed now, even though emotionally and psychologically, I want my old crutch. Physically, my body is healing well enough to say, you know what, nah, you really don't want that. I got all these things going on and I feel like I have so much control over myself. You know, plus I'm off of all my medications, my osteoarthritis in my knee doesn't bother me anymore.
Okay, that's all you're gonna get for today. I hope you enjoyed these little glimpses into our intermittent fasting stories, and I promise you, you are not going to want to miss an episode. It's really been incredible talking to these different intermittent fasters, and I know that you will be just as inspired as I have been talking to them. Go ahead and find Intermittent Fasting Stories on your favorite podcast app, subscribe today, and be ready for episode 1, November 1st. Talk to you then. Bye, everybody. Fast on.